Good morning, pilgrims and travelers on the funny path of life. Oof, the bread is still warm. 11:33. just hang the laundry. Yes, you heard me right. I made a loaf, so I'm going to take it to Paco at the fruit stand. And then we'll see tomorrow. Yeah, I don't think I quite need any for me yet, but I have Joaquin and Juan to make bread for. So, but that will be whatever that is. Still have very few dishes to do. I really like my routine, I have to say. I think some people do not like a routine. They like things to be more chaotic, but I don't. I enjoy structure. I guess maybe not everything. Definitely my afternoons are more open. Whoa! Pay attention, Anthony. But I do like my part of my day, a good part of my day, to be structured, that's for sure. So here all I have left is my tray. Well, I guess technically I would have two bowls, but the cabbage, since I do it for breakfast and for lunch, there's still some left in the bowl, so I will have to wait until after lunch. Spreading knife, I guess what you would call it, a knife for cutting, you know, with serrated blade instead of a butter knife. And then the pan, I use a frying pan actually to do the steaming of the cabbage. Here we go, and that's it. I washed all my morning drink earlier, so there's just not too much to be done here. So, let me think here. How am I going to do that? So I got... I'm thinking, I might do the Torre del Campo today and stay on the road just for today. The thing is warm. I don't have a fabric bag. I just don't like the idea of putting that into it. It's going to sweat. Bread. Don't I have any? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to wrap it in a towel. And then that's what I'm going to do. Here we go. Come over here, towel. Yes, I do treat my bread, I have to say, quite tenderly. Here we go. Then I got a treat for Chupa Chup. Okay, so we're going to go this way. Then I will need to come back here. I'm going to take my side on my hip, little day pack here, to put that around. Okay, it's going to be a weird kind of detour because I'm going to go down straight to the market and turn around and come back up, but that's okay. I guess I don't need to put my... here I go. I think I'm going to get pretty toasty pretty quick, but that's okay. I'm going to wait. Chapstick. Where is my chapstick? Here I have all the recycling paper. No, recycle. Did I not? I guess I didn't take my my chapstick with me. So let me go rub it on, rub it in. Rub it on. Well, I guess, yeah, rub it on my lips, technically. It is more accurate than in. It just is on top. All right. Hello, laundry. Joy. I just left a message for. Maybe I'm going too fast already. Just left a message to Pilar. So thinking of Monday or Tuesday, basically. That's kind of what I proposed. So we'll see. But she never She never got back to me, so kind of going to push the ball now to kind of get something. The time is coming, and in the fact that my groceries, which is perfect for that, you know, everything is kind of coming to an end. That's kind of part of why tomorrow I'll be making the last chili. And then Friday I will be making the last oatmeal. So, okay. That is it for me here. I got my hat, my sunglasses that I just wiped clean. Very quiet. Still nice in the sunny sky here in Hamilena. So I did all my language. I did a little more yoga this morning. I'm not carrying a pack today, actually. That's okay. It's just going to be a nice little walk. Actually, I might call Juan when I get to the market. Oh, shukran. I need a bag. No, he has bags. I don't need bags. So I'm just going to, I don't like the way this feels. I feel like the bag is being, here we go. I feel like the bread is being banged against my body. So, anywho. So yesterday I finished A Few Good Men. You know, it's, what was interesting is that, you have, you know, when you have exchanges between actors, so the camera does a back and forth, you know, between each of those guys. So basically, those are different takes. So when you see the back of an actor, they're basically trying to mimic, you know, or trying to follow through with the way it looked like when he was in front of the mic, or in front of the camera. And I was realizing how hard that must be because it didn't quite match. And I don't know why it's something that I've never been interested in before. You know, when I watch a movie, I'm watching a movie, I don't care about that stuff. I never thought about it, actually, but it was kind of interesting to to become aware of that. And I guess because of A Few Good Men, you know, it's kind of like, yeah, you know, there's not too much to take in the movie, you know. Anyway, but it was good. Jack Nicholson definitely has an interesting charisma on screen, for sure, you know. Anyway, but definitely Hollywood, but in a weird way, it was enjoyable, it was watchable, so, and kind of a decent cast, you know. If anything, I think the weaker in there for me was Demi Moore. I'm definitely impressed with, you know, not impressed. I guess. Didn't feel like she was really stepping up. She was just kind of doing that stuff, but I don't know. But even Kevin Pollak, which, you know, had a very small part, it definitely kind of, you know, very, very slicky. Very slicky guy. Seemed pretty good. Pretty good. But anyway. Then I get a mic, Mark. I think it's Mark Hyman. We'll see. I mean, it's as I am going to be nearing the end of the book with Cynthia Lee, even though it's not really talking too much, or it is more like through the narration that she's basically expounding on a strategy, the thing that she's learned that she had to integrate to deal with her 2-year, you know, forced bedding. Impressive, you know, for somebody to have such issue with energy, and I can relate to a very, very small degree as far as that's concerned. But yeah, there's no like, anyway, it's interesting. It's more of a flow story as far as the stuff being distilled instead of one chapter for the narration, for the chronological background, and then with the understanding and the science and the protocol. So not quite what I expected, but that's definitely not a problem. So I think it's going to be interesting for Bilge to read that. I kind of primed her for that yesterday. I foresee 3-4 days to more than likely get the book done, I think. Anyway. And then the Mark Hyman, so I downloaded that because I'm like, well, let's see kind of what he has to say. It's a big one, actually. It's like, I think it's around 600 books. 600 books, did I just say 600 pages? He wrote quite a few books, actually. It looks like to be like quite a prolific writer. It sounds a little bit like, I don't know, to me, I get a feeling that it's going to be a little bit like snake oil somehow. I don't know why, but I want to, you know, I want to give it a shot. So, because I also listened to her on his podcast. And, you know, and possibly, you know, they may just be on the fringes, we might have disagreement, you know. Overall, yeah, actually, I may be surprised by realizing, yeah, I kind of go along those lines. And I guess one of my issue might be, or one of my divergence would be that for me, when I'm looking at nutrition, I don't just look at science. And in fairness, I'm not as in-depth as he's going to be with the understanding, with the knowledge and the background. Of course, he's an MD. And that I'm looking also at the environment, and I'm looking at minimalism. I'm looking at efficiency, you know, using less. So it seems that, you know, imprint or have less of an impact as far as the footprint, you know. So that require less of everything, that affect less, you know. And so for me, the whole food plant-based diet is, it's kind of undeniable at this point. But I also do appreciate that it's not, it doesn't have to be so black and white. So that being said, I'm a pretty sound understanding where I'm at. You know, I feel pretty good about it, but I know that it's not about perfection, you know, and I don't need to be right. And I'm definitely always open to, at least as long as it's sensible, you know, meaning that sensato, yeah, that the person is not like too cuckoo. Like there was this guy, Robin Sharma, I think it's called, on The Proof, the podcast, and I listened a little bit, and I was just like, ugh, after I don't know how long, and I'm like, this is not going to be interesting. The guy was, I don't know, it's kind of a weird, kind of new agey, you know, kind of, I don't know, it was just something that sounded so shallow. You know, so empty of real meat. It wasn't just no meat on the bone to me. And so I realized this is not going to be interesting. And also, you know, what's interesting to me as of late is finding out that maybe that's what attracted me toward the East, or at least the idea, because God knows, but the idea that in the West, it is so much about the what, the how, and the when, you know, how you do what you do. And when you do it, and, you know, goal setting and the strategies to accomplish something, and defining a lot in terms of who you are by what you do, by what you accomplish, what you value, what you care. So it's kind of that material projection of those values. And maybe the one thing that I really, really relish, and it's not that he's the only one, but to me, that I really relish about is Ram Dass. Basically, it's about being. You know, he's talking about this developing that being, that quality of being, kind of who you are, who is doing what. I don't know. This kind of awareness of the challenge to dig more or to have a more, you know, at different levels of an understanding. So in the end, it's not like what you do, you know. It is more about the quality of who you are. You know, so of course you're going to do what you do, but it's what's happening to you while you're doing that, that kind of awareness. And the way he does it, of course, I love it. And I guess maybe Alan Watts, you know, is some of that too. It's just too intellectual for me. But I don't find, you know, many people who, you know, kind of actually Hal Robinson in a way, you know, the energy stalker, you know, the energy hunter, that one of my master, actually in flesh, right? In carne y hueso, that I met in Texas. It was also about you, wasn't it? Didn't really care about what you were doing, what your reasons were, you know, in terms of, it was interesting about how you were feeling and how you were affected and what your experience was. And I quite value that. It's something that I feel like I'm benefiting and that I'm interested in. Anyway. So, oh my goodness, that was a heck of a digression here. I'm not very far now from the from the market. Let's see, I guess there may be a little crowd of ladies. Well, it is close to noon, so actually, no, it's not that far, actually, from when I would go, so there might not be too much. Anyway. El templo, well, I guess I'm not going to unplug it. I'm not going to pause the podcast because I'm not going to be there long. All right, let's see. Buenos días, chaval. Para ti. El pan. Te había dicho del pan. Okay. Bueno, que, no, déjalo porque ya todavía tiene que resfriar. Todavía está un poco, se va a crear vapor dentro.
Está recién hecho, ¿no?
Sí. Okay. Hasta el viernes.
Muchas gracias.
Oh, un placer. ¿Eh? Claro, pero no te puedes permitir. Okay. That was it. So now we're moving on. So where did I digress here? Talking about the East and the West, the material, the doing versus the being. I'm not sure. But anyway. So after the movie, I did my Duolingo, of course. And then I basically went up. So I did the climb, which was weird because it was getting cool. You know, we obviously are still in... you know, spring, but the climb, you know, starting to sweat and then getting cool. Definitely one of the challenges of spring when you get this kind of shift. But it was, of course, I had the trail to myself. It was quite a bit overcast. By the end, the sun was kind of, as it dropped, was kind of breaking through the clouds. It was gorgeous, gorgeous, the light, you know, the color, the landscape. The flora, just beautiful, just beautiful. Anyway, I'm thinking as I'm walking up here, how am I going to go back to, I'm trying to think here. Well, I don't quite know if I'm going to go by Chupa Chup first or last somehow. Anyway, we'll see. I guess I'll have to wait to call Juan to see when he's gonna bring me that weed eater, which is technically supposed to be today. Kind of thinking I'll maybe have to try that this afternoon. Possibly have an off day, not go to the library, and then just spend the late afternoon, which is kind of nice when the weather is so nice to be doing things outside, you know. I've had a, not issue, but it's been like, I'm not gonna just looking for things to do. So, but of course, now that the afternoon and evening are gonna become so pleasant, the swing is gonna be very appealing, and possibly, you know, the enticement of the screen might not be, I don't know, so compelling. So I'm thinking that, hold on, I'm watching for cars here. Well, I guess technically, You know what? I'll go this way. I'll put your patch up first. It's all good. Anyway, I know which way I'm going. So I had a very, very nice walk up there. And playing that's a very cool soundtrack, kind of sad soundtrack on the way up because they were playing flamenco. And I have to say, I just honestly, I don't find flamenco that interesting personally. And I find it to be quite repetitive and, you know, going from one artist to the next, I find it to be, I don't know, hard to discern it. It's just it, you know, I'm in freaking Andalusia. Kind of the cradle, right? Anyway. Yeah, it's just well, actually really more style, you know, like country music, Tejano, you know, being in Texas, I couldn't stand it. Like the French kind of pop music, I can't stand it. So really most I don't know what you would call it. Most regional or even national kind of styles overall, they're just not interesting to me. They don't call me, like, why is, you know, Rachmaninoff or Mozart or Debussy, you know, why are those guys so compelling? Why are they so, you know? I guess I don't need at the end to really know. Just know that, well, to me, it is, you know. So really, you know, finishing my fifth year here in, hold on a second, I just realized, oh, she left a message, okay, good, Peter left me there. I was thinking I was going to put to do not disturb because if maybe she was going to call, we would cut the podcast anyway. Oh, let me see here. Can I go up this way? Huh. I think I can. Well, either way, I'm going this way. Yeah, so I was thinking of putting out Do Not Disturb. I don't know why I didn't get a notification. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Maybe because the podcast is recording. Anyway, so yeah, really what is kind of like a main street culture, you know, it is just, it doesn't appeal to me, you know. And of course, I am being mindful about, okay, let me see here. I'm going to go this way. I think I'm gonna be okay. I'm gonna go a different way here. Not getting caught up in that being right. Oh, I don't like it because it's not good. And I think by myself it's not really an issue, but I think it becomes worse once you can feel somebody's defensiveness or just being caught off guard by, you know, by hearing, yeah, it's just not for me. You know, it's really, yeah, that's it. That is it. Oh my goodness. Yeah, am I where I think I am here? Hello, doggy doggy. Anyway. Ah, the art of saying a lot of things that amount to not much. Sometimes this is definitely my experience. In Spain. And I know, there is an irony to it because at times I speak a lot, not to say much. So, hold on a second. My goodness, this is so perfect! I didn't realize it's actually exactly, I'm about 30 seconds from Chupa Chup. How about that? That was beautiful. What a beautiful connection here. From Paco. Anyway. And you know what, actually? I could start a bread when I come back. It just dawned on me. I may do that actually today. I need to do that. Okay, you're not there. There she is. ¿Qué pasa? ¿Qué pasa? ¿Qué pasa? Huh? Isn't it beautiful today? What a glorious spring morning. ¿Qué? 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 Come on. Come here.
Come here. Come.
Oh, yeah. Yes, 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 yes. ¿Qué se pasa? ¿Qué se pasa? Mucho bicho. Mucho bicho bicho. Dime qué es. Dime qué es. Uy, uy, qué es. Uy, qué es. All right. Yes, I did bring your... Get my towel from the bed. All right. Come here. Sit. Siéntate. ¿Y usted? No. Yes. Sit. Siéntate. No. Shit, you want to stay. Stay. Okay. Here we go. Sit. Stay. Stay. No. Stay. 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 Mm-mm-mm. No.
Yes.
Okay. Sit. Sit. Hey. Siéntate. Stay. 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 Mm-mm-mm. No. I'm not messing with you. I'm moving away from you. Okay. Mm-hmm. Muy bien. Sit. Siéntate. Siéntate. Stay. Quieta, quieta, ah, no, no, no. Sit. Stay, no, no, quieta, quieta, quieta. Okay, muy bien, you're getting gentler. Sit, siéntate. Siéntate. Sit. Hey, sit. No. 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 Okay. Muy bien. Stay. Okay. Wow, you're very, very gentle. Most not put. I'm not. Okay, you can have it. That's enough. No. Sit. Sit. No. No, you're not ready. Stay. Stay. Quieta. Quieta. Still. I think you can say it femininely. No. Okay. Yeah. Chupa chup. Chupame los dedos. Chupame los dedos. Like my fingers. All right. Are you going to buy this thing anyway? All right, I think it's already getting warm. I'm going to have to take my my little mid layer here. So, hold on a second. Okay. ¿Qué pasa? ¿Qué pasa? All right. Okay. We went to Perdón Gimeno. This will be the 2 hour excursion today. Okay, girl. Love you. Love you. See you later, Gator. Okay? Okay, I can put that around my waist now. Nah, I don't have any bread anymore. Okay. Well, love you, girl. See you later, Gator. Anyway. Okay. Onward we go. Back to Torre del Campo. Well, there's going to be traffic. Eh? Today is, Wednesday? Yeah. Oh, my goodness. What a glorious day. What a glorious day. I think they're forecasting around 20 today, if I'm not mistaken. Yesterday I had an awesome nap on a swing. I didn't have to put the beanie and the jacket though, because it was still a little cool, but quite nice. Anyway, my little fellow is coming my way. Anyway. So let me think. So I talked about taking a walk yesterday. Then I did my reading. Hold on a second. I'm getting ready for him. Buenos días. Hey. Aquí es el paraíso ya esos días. Fresquito y estupendo el día. No mames. Buen día.
A seguir bien.
Sí, sí, sí. Hasta luego. He's adorable. I want to adopt him. Anywho, so that was that. I could have slept a little more this morning, but I did not have the hard time I had 2 nights ago to fall asleep. So, but then again, you know, there was a good hour with, you know, we're looking at about 200 meters of gain of elevation. So for an evening stroll, it was a good, it was a good one. So maybe if I'm taking those naps like I am, you know, those super nap, I may have my tank to full. So may I may have to do a little more output. And I am, obviously, now it's not really possible for me to go to bed at 9 o'clock. So when I left the library, it was around 7:30, I think, close to. So, you know, it was about 8:30 when I got back from the walk, you know. So I'm looking at losing about an hour of sleep. So I'm curious to see what's going to happen with that. You know, we're looking at 7. But then again, I'm thinking, wouldn't that kind of make sense as things start to warm up, you know, that there wouldn't be as much sleep needed? I don't know. And the fact that daylight, I mean, you know, we're not looking at, we're looking at around 8:45 to 9 by the time it gets dark now in Spain. So we had spring forward. I don't know about where you are, but that was last Sunday, spring forward. So, which is basically almost guaranteed that I'm not going to be walking for the sunset because I'm not going to be walking at 8:30 to between 8:30 and 9 o'clock. In the evening. I really doubt it. So I'm still getting kind of chilling, you know, when it starts to hit 9 o'clock. But I guess we'll see. We'll see what comes of that. I was also thinking about what's the deal about me and cataloging, you know, enumerating what's been done that day. I don't know. There's something enjoyable about it. Not even so much in terms of quantity, but kind of looking like, what have I done? What happened, you know, yesterday? I did call Juan, but he didn't pick up the phone. And by the time he called me, my phone was already on Do Not Disturb. So, and of course, I didn't want to. Definitely, I do enjoy when you start to get that evening to kind of disconnect from the world, you know, and kind of going back into that kind of that inside as I'm getting ready to fall asleep. Anyway. Oh, I did get some fish. I get some merluza. I don't know what merluza is in English, but they're very small fillet. They're very small. And it's interesting because my wee-wee had a smell, and I was like, it smells like fish. And I'm like, could some of that be coming out through my urine? Anywho, I don't know. I'll be taking a shower anyway, more than likely today. Or I'll take a bucket, you know, warm water. Maybe I'll just do that, actually, and go outside. Yeah, I might actually do that. That might actually be nicer to have enough warm water so I can really splash myself and really get myself nice and wet and lathered with the water and the soap. And yeah, I might do something like that. But it was interesting, that smell, because it really smelled like fish. You'll be happy to know my flatulence has gone way down. So there's definitely been something that happened for about a couple of weeks, because there was a lot of gas. And I guess when you are repeating the same thing and then you get a change in the pattern, then it's kind of hard to put the blame on what you're eating, because that's the same thing. There could, of course, be some kind of digestive disruption, you know, meaning that what you're eating is not so good, but it takes a while for symptoms. In the case of the fart, that's a sign, because if I'm not mistaken, the difference between a sign and a symptom is a sign somebody other than you can notice a change, and a symptom, they depend on you to express it. You know, I feel nauseous. I'm not sure if that can be shown, maybe an EKG or, you know, feeling nauseous, but, you know, you're getting dizzy, nauseous, you're hungry, you are tired, or tiredness, that's a hard one, you know, feeling tired. And that's also linked to so many potential issues, which is kind of helpful and useless at the same time by itself. Anyway, but my energy, even though this morning I felt like I could have slept more, when I got up, I was like, oh. But yeah, a great morning, great yoga, a little bit sleepy when I was still doing my sun salutation. But definitely feeling very good. Feeling very good. I do have rice to cook today, the last of the brown rice. Not much else, really. I guess maybe I'll soak up the lentils. And tomorrow, maybe I'll do it in the morning. Maybe I'll interrupt my... Oh, I'll have a funky morning between bread making and... maybe not. If I do my... if I do the bread tonight... This afternoon, I don't know. Maybe I'll do another bread today and one more tomorrow morning. Who cares? Doesn't matter. Anyway. So, wow, this is a beautiful, yeah, this is definitely, the sky is clear now. Well, you do have some clouds over there. That would be what the sun is, is it west? I don't know. So that would be what? Hold on a second. This is west, right? Yeah, I think this is west. So that's... Oh my goodness, I'm so bad at that crap. So that's kind of like north, I guess, northeast. We have clouds. I don't know. Maybe it's a little bit northeast. Anyway, But yes, the sky is beautiful. It's going to be an amazing day today. Amazing day. So, something that I'm curious to explore, to find out, life is definitely going to let me know very quickly how serious I'm taking myself on some things. So, meaning like my reputation, how others view me and how that impacts me and my behavior. You know, women, you know. So I feel like it's quite clear that, you know, well, actually, honestly, you can show me the most beautiful woman with a cigarette in her hand. And I'm like, thank you, but no, you know, they would have no, it would mean nothing. It would be like so void. The very idea of beauty would be so negated by the cigarette. It's not even funny. But let's say, you know, I remember actually that one in 2019. She was from Holland or Sweden, I don't remember. I think I mentioned her, the guy that I was with, they were like, dude, she was hitting on you. But she was smoking. Though at the same time, I don't think I was so grossed out like I am now. But still, it's definitely a turnoff. So, yeah, you put a cigarette in anybody's hand, as far as female, as far as somebody who would be potentially attractive to me or that could be potentially interested, and it's a deal breaker. But even if you don't, I really believe that, you know, there are so many beautiful women, as far as I'm concerned, you know, that fit my, that meet my criteria. You know, that to me is like, oh, wow, this is nice. You know? So there are so many. And of course, you know, spring comes and on a Camino, you know, so no exception, that I can be around those beauty. And it doesn't really mean anything else. So I'm really, really, I'm curious to see about that in terms of my behavior, in terms of my honesty, my sarcasm, you know, because really I've kind of, I wouldn't say, maybe I've not toned down, but I have trouble sometimes to own my, how I may feel, I may want to respond, you know, meaning like somebody says something and I have something smart as to answer and filtering it instead of like, eh, or as Bill Burr would say, ah, fuck it, just say it, you know. His point was when you've been single long enough, you know. And I'm like, yeah, but you know what? If that person, number one, takes herself seriously, like this whole, I have to say, well, no, let me not digress here. I'm about to digress. Let me see where I'm at in terms of my Google on time. So basically, you know, as a feminist or whatever, if you really take your stand seriously, and that idea and that kind of define, and somehow it's not funny, you know, they're saying this, they are not funny, or somebody have some very clear boundaries in terms of humor. You know, it happened with Belen. You know, they were like, hey, please don't make fun about that. Please don't make fun about that. And I didn't. But I realized, yeah, this is not healthy for me. This is not good. Because I just do. I just, you know, and even more so, you know, kind of like don't think about the elephant, you know. Then I'm the kind of guy that's exactly where I'm going to go with it. And so, yeah, so the woman definitely would have to be not taking herself seriously. That's one point. And then where I was about to digress and I stopped myself was this thing about, it's, that's again, not so black and white, because when it comes to feminism, there's so much I'm on board, really. So much. But I have to say, like, what's his name? The psychologist from Canada, Peterson, right? I don't know what his first name is. John, maybe it's John. Doesn't matter. Well, if you know what I'm talking about, the first name doesn't matter. Anyway, he's a teacher, he's a psychologist, and he's basically controversial. And his stand on equality, I kind of agree, the idea of making everything proportional to, if you have 50-50, 50 men, 50% women, therefore, both should be represented on the same level in whatever offices, which is ridiculous because men and women have different assets, different strong point and weak point. And to assume that regardless of that reality, because that number is what it is, you know, therefore, that should be more relevant. or like the thing with, you know, college admission where, you know, the race would, well, that's affirmative action. I'm getting caught myself in this one because I appreciate that point. The idea that when you have had obstacles upon obstacle, like you're looking at the black race, you know, with the slavery and the second class citizen, and, you know, in the same way, I mean, similar, it's not the same, you can't compare. But, you know, with women too, you know, not having the right to vote. What was it, in Spain, where her husband had the right to kill his wife if she was cheating on him back then. So basically it's patriarchal kind of a structure. I get it that at a social level, you're going to be looking at ways. How can we change that, make that better? But it goes too far at times. And for me, I feel like this whole thing about childbearing, there's almost kind of like a worship. You know, it is not that special. You know, if you are made to bear a child, to give birth, and your anatomy, your physiology, your spirit, your psychology, all of that is linked and connected around that, you know? How is that special? I don't know. It's kind of like, well, that's what you made to do. You're made to bear a child. Like, you know, men have their own kind of set of things. And I'm not saying that it's nothing. There's no question that it's important, you know? And even more so when you, I don't know, actually, when it comes to education, child rearing, you know, crear a un niño, I don't know. But it's, yeah. And I guess in there, I'm going to be siding with the fun. Well, I think it's very funny. I don't listen to his podcast anymore, though, because it's not for me. But Bill Burr, you know, talked about the most difficult job in the world. He has a sketch where he's talking about Oprah, you know, saying, and she does the most difficult job in the world, you know, raising children. And I agree. It's not a question of being hard and easy, but it's not that special, you know. Not if you are engineered to be able to perform that task, you know. Like in the animal kingdom, you know, the way they do it, it's not a choice. It is not an effort. It just is. That's just who you are. And I think when you can have that conversation about doing the most difficult job, or wow, what an amazing job, is something that very few people can do. And even then, because those few that are doing it, they are more than likely have a special wiring too. But I could appreciate that a little more because it is so uncommon, you know? Or maybe you could say because so many women are doing it horribly, then the few that are doing it well, then it's like, wow, you know, then it would be impressive if you were to admit that most women were horribly at raising children. And then the one that do it well, it really requires, you know, assiduity and resilience and, you know, sacrifice, you know, selflessness. So yeah, I find myself going to for the joke, for the punchline. You know, if somebody's going to throw a line about how, you know, women are special, I'm like, no, I'm sorry. I just, that part, I don't like that about feminism, that kind of self-adulation, self-aggrandizing. It just doesn't make sense to me, you know. And it's tiring. And it's also becoming that political correctness and taboo, you know. In a way, you know, props to Bill Burr to say things so unsavory, you know, to put himself in a crossfire, you know, and El Blanco. I mean, he did, you know. He said things that were so unpolitically correct, or politically incorrect, sorry, you know. And he was able to make people laugh, and eventually he actually build his following. He's building his legacy, basically, on that. Possibly it's maybe becoming a curse, you know, for him. That it's kind of where it's at. And some of what I heard when I was still listening to his podcast, you know, the guy was kind of moving toward plant-based food, talking about oatmeal, blueberry, you know, so, you know, in terms of health, I mean, seeing that he's doing that happening to him, you know, and he has children. Doesn't he have two children? He has at least one. So seeing that happen in his life, and in a way, he has kind of mellowed. He's more considerate. There's a little more of equanimity. But I think he's kind of a victim. Maybe he's becoming a victim of his success, to where his livelihood depends on him holding on to an image that he might not necessarily believe that much into anymore. And maybe not knowing, you know, how to move on from that. You know, the whole, his whole anger, you know, and kind of using on that and feeding on that. Maybe, you know, that not being as much fun. I don't know. That's a sense that I was getting listening to him. Almost, it's interesting. There's some people I want to reach out. Like there was Roseanne, you know, I was thinking of reaching out to her because she's funny. I liked her too. I mean, I don't know too much about her stuff, and she has some weird, I think, conspiracy theory and the like. Actually, so is Bill Burr. But you know, as a human being, I was thinking about her and thinking of offering, maybe I did actually, maybe I wrote somewhere, I don't remember, maybe a fan club or whatever, you know, and say, hey, you know, I would like to offer you my lifestyle intervention. If you were so interested in losing weight, or, you know, I'd be happy to come and cook for you for a while. And I was thinking of Bill Burr, you know, to kind of offer that to him. Because as a way of appreciating, there was something in me that was appreciating or seeing something. And of course, those are my values, right? Those are my biases. It's, you know, not because it's good, but I guess in a way you're going to be in some kind of a tribe in life. Huh? You pick a side, you know, aunque no me mojo tanto, you know, I don't put myself out to there, or I don't really make a stand. You have to stand somewhere, you know, you have to pick a side, mojarse, you know, taking a chance or, yeah, doing something more risky by stating where you are and not being afraid to ruffle feathers, mojarse, which is funny because mojarse means to get wet. So not to stay too clean, basically, but that's a figurative sense. Anyway, like in Spanish, mojarse means to get wet figuratively or literally. It's the same thing. So the context will dictate where it's going with that one. Anyway. So, oh, there's a little guy on the moped doing a one wheelie. Anyway. the young guy, you know, thinking of reflecting back or reminiscing of myself when I had my moped, you know, driving by the school, I would make sure I have my helmet off, you know, to drive by the girls, you know, trying to impress, trying to make myself look like the bad guy. So far from that, but that was the persona that I seemed to try to emulate, you know. So this kid was basically doing his one wheeler, and as he rode by me, kind of looking at me, you know, like, hey, are you looking at me, you know? And I get it, you know, you want to be seen, you know, you want to be appreciated, so you're trying to do something that you feel might get you some accolade, you know, or respect or appreciation, or you feel the love, you know. Anyway, we'll see what happens to that. We'll see if I've retired my moped or if I have found another one. It is hard, It is hard not to want that. You know, the look from somebody else's, you know, approbation. Approbation? Can you say that in English? To feel valued, you know, to feel recognized. Anyway, I think I'm about to run out of time here. I got a few more minutes. I'm going to bug you. I have 1 hour before this thing automatically cuts off, and I have about 54 minutes right now on recording. So I'm on fire, you know. So is there anything else? Well, I am entering Torre del Campo now, and then I have a big walk in a block or so. I'm going to take a right and then start to walk up all the way to Ermita Santa Ana, the hermitage of Saint Anna. So Saint Anne, I guess. Saint Anne, you wouldn't in English would be Anne. Anne Kaiser. Yeah, I guess Anne. Dang it, I think you can say it both ways, right? Anne or Anne. Anna. Well, definitely if you put the Anna, it becomes Anna. Anyway. Anyway, feeling very, very good. My friend This is Wednesday, so more than likely just a few days left here. We'll see what happens with Peter, because if she basically asks me to, I'll wait one more week. You know, if she asks me for that, of course I would. I was thinking about that, you know. I don't really have a reason. There's no reason. So, but then I will let Antonio know, find out if he's still on board, you know. Because definitely if I do let him know and if we agree on a date, then that would be locked in. If you know me, you know that my word is gold almost all the time. Anyway, so on what I'm going to go, I guess I'll check what she said to me, Pilar. And on that note, I'm wishing you guys a beautiful day from beautiful, Torre del Campo, where they have Programa de Fomento de Empleo Agrario. So it's some kind of, I'm not sure what there's a sign, because it's like a sport complex here. Anyway, peace and love, and talk to you later. Not really a real reason for it, but just got a couple of things cleared out. So I do have to buy the train ticket, but it looks like we are good for Monday for me to leave. And so I was just talking to Juan because he has an appointment, so he's going to be taking me early. And I think they have a 2 o'clock train. So I will be there like more than likely 2.5 hours early. Pilar needs me to pick up a set of key from her mother's place. And that's pretty much it. So I was just dealing with Juan about bringing me the weed eater. And again, he was like, dude, it's silly. You know, I'm going to have to do it again. But I'm like, we've gone through that. I tell you, I want to do it. So bring me like you said you were going to. My goodness. So anyway, so he's going to bring it to me. He's going to go get it. And basically, I don't think he was going to. But I do. I want to clean the whole property. And we'll start most likely today, be done by tomorrow. And actually, that would work perfect to make the bread, because I can stop, you know, go there, put the timer on my iPhone, and then get the bread going. We're going to have the sun outside, so I'm going to put the bowl out. So the warmth is going to definitely get that dough cranking. I'm going to have to bring down. Tengo que bajar la panificadora, the bread maker. Anyway, but that's about it. So it looks like Monday, my friend. So unless they don't have a ticket, looks like Monday. I may still look BlaBlaCar just for the heck. But yeah, Monday looks good. And I'm actually already on the way down. Definitely. I'm top notch. Estoy a tope. I'm really feeling great. So it doesn't hurt, but definitely not having a pack makes a difference. So anywho, so more than likely Juan will meet me. He has a remote to open the gate. So when I do those bigger walk, I don't leave the, if I'm going to be back within an hour, I leave the gate open, but more than that, I close it. So he'll get in, bring me the weed eater. He wants to show me. I was telling him, say, dude, I know how to use a weed eater. You know, you have the choke, you have the, you know, but of course, if he wants to show me, that is fine. And then I'll get that going. So it looks like we're going to make bread again. Yeah, feels good. Actually, Monday was kind of, I was thinking of coming on a Sunday, actually, and, you know, to take her out on a Monday. But we'll see if... Oh, also I'm gonna go and order it. The cap for the thermos, I'm gonna order it in Hein. So it's Wednesday, so it should be fine. It should be there by Monday, no problem. I'm gonna look at that. So and then we'll go get that on Monday and then go to her mother's, get the key, and then actually he'll drop me off right there at her mother, and I will walk to the train station because it's barely 10 minutes to walk there. And that will feel good anyway. So that's done. I have my taxi ride to Jaén. So, yeah, No more rain, so I'll be cleaning the windows in the next 2 or 3 days. And then I'll be mopping all the other rooms that I have not been. Truck here, that's a truck round. But, oh, he's carrying some sand, it looks like. And I don't know, anything else. Anything else that I can think of saying here. Oh, well, then I'm going to... I'm going to call Antonio, actually, to let him know. Anyway, peace and love. That's it for now.